Now time for our Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart right here on Iowa's Best Country, Kicks 101.1, with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing well, Brandon. Good morning.
Hey, it's going to be a beautiful Saturday and for football at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, as Baylor is welcome to town to face the 17th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones. Early portion of November, you know, there's been a lot of things to worry about, but weather, fortunately this season for the Cyclones, which it was a worry last year, has not been so much of a worry or a battle this season.
Yeah, it's nice for the limited number of fans that get to come to these games, but I think the players like playing on a playable field. You know, sometimes it's fun to play in the snow or the mud or whatever, but, you know, I think they would rather have the playing field not be a factor in whether they win or lose. And so I think it's good that it's going to be good conditions. And, you know, I talked to the Baylor announcer yesterday, and he made me repeat myself twice when I told him what it was going to be like up here. So he's thrilled.
I bet so. And last year, this game was a really good one. Came down to the wire there at the end. Brock Purdy kind of had to help bring back Iowa State last year against Baylor. You know, Baylor, this team, top 10 ranked last year behind Matt Rhule. He's now with the Carolina Panthers. A very different 1-3 Baylor team this year, it seems like.
Well, different, I think, in results on the field, for sure, the record. And they did lose a lot of really good players off that team, but they have a lot of really good players back also from that team that went to the Big 12 championship game a year ago. You know, I think one of the big challenges for Baylor is that they had a coaching change in the off season, and that would be really hard to do during COVID. You know, I mean, first of all, they didn't have spring practice. So you're trying to get a staff hired, you're trying to implement a game plan, a strategy, what your system's going to be. You're also trying to hire coaches, you're trying to get to know the players. And so I think it's been a huge challenge for Dave Aranda. And then on top of that, you know, their schedule has really gotten disjointed. They had three games of COVID, so they've had a hard time even just getting normal practices together. So I think they're dangerous in that they haven't put it all together yet because of some of those factors, but I think they certainly could at any time and can beat anybody, and they're that talented. But I do feel good about the way Iowa State's playing, and I feel good about Iowa State's chances in this game. But don't rule out, you know, just the fact that Baylor kind of hasn't put it together yet, and they will against somebody.
Of course, Iowa State took care of business last week, 52-22 on the road at Kansas. I know you had kind of expressed some concern where, you know, Kansas can give people a tough test. You can't overlook it. And that's exactly what Iowa State did. It seemed like they showed up, punched Kansas right in the mouth to begin that one and just, you know, sailed to a victory. Were you pretty impressed with how they just came in and took care of business last week?
I really was. The defense got a 3-and-out on the opening possession. They got the ball back, and they had just a tremendous drive right down the field. I think, you know, Brock Purdy didn't throw an incompletion. I think it was like 6 plays, 66 yards, and a touchdown to cap it off. So it was really a good statement right from the start of that game that they were there to play. And, you know, it wasn't a game without some hiccups. They didn't do everything perfectly, but I think they did a lot of things well. And it was good to see some young guys get into the game that hadn't had as many opportunities yet and play well, you know. And so I'm excited about where this team is going into November. I think they're in a great spot, and I think they are getting better each week. The hard part is going to be to continue to do that, and you're going to face some very good teams here down the stretch. Even though a lot of these games are at home, Iowa State has 4 really good tests. But it's fun to have November games that matter. Not that they haven't in past Novembers, because Matt Campbell has put Iowa State in a great position where they're trying to compete for higher bowl games. But right now you're talking about, you know, if you can keep winning, you're going to be in the Big 12 championship game, and that's really exciting. So, you know, got to keep it going, and it's important to take care of business against Baylor this Saturday.
What do you think they need to do to take care of business this Saturday?
Well, I think Charlie Brewer, the Baylor quarterback, is very talented. He's a 4-year starter, and he's kind of given Iowa State fits at times through the years, but he's susceptible to pressure. He hangs on to the football a little bit long. I think Iowa State needs to get some quarterback sacks. They're one of the better teams in the country get him out of his comfort zone. Baylor's had a hard time running the football this year, even though they do have some very talented running backs. Their offensive line hasn't had a lot of continuity to it. But I think get some pressure on Brewer. Get him off his sweet spot a little bit, and don't let him go off. The way Baylor can, you know, come in here and win this game is if Charlie Brewer has a huge day, which he's certainly capable of. I mean, again, a four-year starter, led him to the Big 12 championship game a year ago, and they've got a pretty good defense. So, you know, I think, you know, it's good for Iowa State if they can keep Baylor maybe in the low 20s in this game. I think that would bode very well for them because I think they'll score enough that that they could win that kind of a football game. But it's going to be a challenge. You got to keep running the football well. Breece Hall's having a sensational year.
Yeah.
I say just keep going to what's working there.
Kickoff is at 6. Pregame show starts at 4. You can catch the game right here on Kicks 101.1. John, thanks for the time and have a great call.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon.